بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, in yesterday's lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had refuted one of the false beliefs of the mushrikeen, that being that when they would harvest any crops, then they would set aside a portion for Allah and a portion for their idols. So in yesterday's lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had explained that He is the creator of the crops. He is the one who has provided these fruits and vegetation for you. And Allah has not placed any restrictions upon you, except that you should pay your tax on it, and you should consume from there, and you do not then need to set anything aside for any deity, or for any of your idols, or for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself. In today's lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now refutes the second false practice of the mushrikeen, which we had mentioned last week, and that was that they would take their animals, and they would then declare certain of these animals to be reserved, that this animal we cannot load anything on it, or that animal we cannot burden in any way, and this animal only our menfolk can consume and not the womenfolk. And likewise, they would institute all of these practices and restrictions which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself had not informed them of. So Allah refutes this by saying that when we look at these animals that are normally consumed, then Allah says you have thamaniyata azwaj. There are 8 animals. In other words, there are 4 pairs of 2 each, making 8 animals. Min al-dha'ni thnain wa min al-ma'zi thnain. When it comes to sheep, we have 2. In other words, the male and female sheep. Wa min al-ma'zi thnain. When it comes to goats, we also have 2, male and female. قُلْ So say to them, O Nabi of Allah, أَذَّكَرَيْنِ حَرَّمَ أَمِ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ أَمَّ اشْتَمَلَتْ عَلَيْهِ أَرْحَامُ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ You are claiming certain sheep or certain goats are not permissible. So is it the male ones that he has made haram, or is it the female ones that he has made haram? In other words, is the prohibition on the basis of the animal being male, or on the basis of the animal being female, or is it that any animal that is contained within the womb of the female, in other words, regardless of gender, but the fact that that animal was born, does that render it haram? So what yardstick are you using? What basis are you using? Are you using the gender of the animal being male, the gender being female, or are you using the fact that this animal was born and therefore it is not permissible to consume? نَبِّئُونِي بِعِلْمٍ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, or Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says to them, that inform me on the basis of knowledge, not just hearsay, not just assumption. If you are truthful in your claim, tell us, what is the yardstick that you are using? وَمِنَ الْإِبِلِ اثْنَيْنِ وَمِنَ الْبَقَرِ اثْنَيْنِ So these were 4 animals, 2 sheep, 2 goats. Allah says, then, when it comes to the camels, you have 2, male and female. وَمِنَ الْبَقَرِ When it comes to cattle, here also we have male and female. So here also tell us the yardstick. قُلْ أَذَّكَرَيْنِ حَرَّمَ أَمِ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ أَمَّ اشْتَمَلَتْ عَلَيْهِ أَرْحَامُ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ Is it the 2 males that he has made impermissible, or the 2 females, or that which is comprised within the womb of the mother? On what basis are you making these animals haram? And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam further says to them that you did not accept my nubuwwat. In fact, you reject all anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. You worship idols. So how did you get this commandment from Allah? Am kuntum shuhada'a idh wasaakum Allahu bihadha? Were you perhaps present when Allah informed you of this? Maybe you went up to the heavens, or Allah spoke to you directly. But where did you get such a command like this? فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا Finally, when they had no answer, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that who can be more unjust, who can be more oppressive than the one who fabricates things and lies against Allah? Why? لِيُضِلَّ النَّاسَ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ This person ends up misleading people without having any knowledge. So you cannot find anyone more oppressive than this, more unjust than this. And remember, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ Verily, Allah will not guide a group that is unjust, that is oppressive. In other words, if a person wishes for hidayat, for guidance, he wants Allah's assistance, and he wants to find the right path, then he will have to be true to himself. He will have to be fair, he will have to be just. He will have to have an open mind. But if he is a ظالم, he is unjust, he causes harm to others, then the door of hidayat will not open so easily for him. Finally, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then says to them, that you are saying this is impermissible, that is impermissible. Let me give you the ruling. قُلْ So Allah says, say to them, لَا أَجِدُ فِي مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ مُحَرَّمًا عَلَىٰ طَاعِمٍ يَطْعَمُهُ, that in all of that which has been revealed to me in the Quran and everything else that Jibreel alayhi salam has brought to me, I do not find anything impermissible for someone who wants to eat. In other words, I find no animal impermissible except the following. Just four restrictions. إِلَّا أَن يَكُونَ مَيْتَةً. The first is, if it is carrion, in other words, it has not been slaughtered by you, this will be impermissible. Secondly, أو دَمًا مَسْفُوحًا, or it is flowing blood. In other words, the blood that comes out of the animal at the time of slaughtering, if that blood has to make its way onto the meat, this also is impermissible, it is impure, it will have to be removed, cleaned before you can consume it. Thirdly, أو لَحْمَ خِنْزِيرٍ, the meat of a swine, in other words, pork, this also is impermissible. فَإِنَّهُ رِجْسٌ, because this is something which is filthy, this is a sinful action. And the fourth restriction, أو فِسْقًا أُهِلَّ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ بِهِ, any sinful offering upon which any name other than Allah has been taken, it has been offered as a sacrifice to some deity. So these are the four restrictions: carrion, flowing blood, the meat of a swine, and any offering that was offered or slaughtered on the name of some other deity, this will be impermissible. But there also there is leeway. فَمَنِ اضْطُرَّ, that person who is coerced, who is forced, who is put into a difficult situation, in other words, is on the verge of death, starvation, there's nothing else. غَيْرَ بَاغٍ وَلَا عَادٍ, without him desiring to eat this haram, and without him transgressing and eating more than is necessary, but a person is put into this situation, life and death, there's nothing else for him to eat, and there is just a plate of pork in front of him as an example, or there is carrion there, then فَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ, your Rabbu is most forgiving, most merciful. He will not take this person to task. This person will be absolved of what he did. But these are the restrictions as far as these animals are concerned. It is just these four things which are simple and basic principles. But there is no such a thing as this animal has given so many years of service, so now we can't consume it. Or that animal has given birth to so many offspring, so we can't consume it, as was the practice of the mushrikeen. These are all baseless practices. Likewise, anything that has not been taught to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran or by Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, this will be regarded as baseless. We are obliged to follow the laws that have been given to us. Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.